Chapter 34, 2, Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. After the Empress said some encouraging words, she ordered the princesses to set off. The female officer opened the entrance to the paddock, and the princess and the noble ladies rode their majestic horses into the paddock. The paddock was very big, and everyone had a desire to win, not to mention that it was under the eyes of the Empress, which young and vigorous noble lady did not want to show their skills and get into the eyes of the Empress. So the crowd quickly scattered and went into the woods of the paddock. Xu Ting was the same. She locked on a spot and rushed in. Lu Tang and Hong Feng rode their horses and a team of guards followed behind. After getting into the woods, Xu Ting found that Yan Yunshu was chasing after her, so she couldn't help but say, "Why is your highness following me? Aren't you in a hurry to hunt?" Yan Yunshu didn't care at all. It was her three sisters' business to please the empress. She didn't grab the throne, and the empress didn't have any expectations for her, so she didn't want to go to great lengths to hunt. "That's why I have to follow the queen's daughter. This highness is so weak, I'm afraid I won't be able to catch any prey. As a friend, you don't want me to make a fool of myself, right?" Yan Yunshu said playfully. Xu Ting's face didn't change from the beginning to the end, still looking at Yan Yunshu with those bland eyes. Yan Yunshu felt bored and didn't make fun of her anymore. "It is rumored that the queen's daughter is highly skilled in martial arts and top-notch riding and archery. Today is a rare opportunity to open the eyes of her highness." "As you wish." Xu Ting didn't want to talk too much with her, and rode the Heifeng deeper into the forest. For this autumn hunting, the paddock had already driven the animals to one area, and had also checked several times to ensure that there were no wild animals such as tigers and leopards. Otherwise, once any of the noble ladies are injured, the female officials in the paddock would not be able to eat and walk around, not to mention that the empress would have to leave the paddock. So the prey was actually very easy to find. In this short time, there had been several waves of wild animals such as rabbits, deer, pheasants, etc. running past them. Yan Yunshu was in a hurry and couldn't help shouting, Hey, Xu Ting, why aren't you even hitting it? The hair color is not good." Xu Ting answered her casually. Even if all the prey appeared, the entire paddock would not be enough for her to hunt. Xu Ting did not plan to show off, her target was only those animals with good fur. Last night, Du Xian told Xu Ting that Xu Mei wanted a cloak with white rabbit fur, Xu Yu wanted deer skin boots, and Xu Jing wanted rabbit skin. Du Xian didn't ask for it himself, but Xu Ting wanted to make a white fox skin cloak for him. In fact, Xu Ting's inventory had a precious and incomparable fire fox fur, which was previously hunted in the snow in Soizhou, and was so fond of it that she did not give it to her father or her brothers, but left it for herself. After September, the cold winter would come, and Xu Ting had already used the fire fox skin to make a cloak. But in the autumn hunting, all three brothers would get the fur, and of course Du Xian couldn't do it without two cloaks. They could also wear them interchangeably. The ones that ran over just now, the fur colors were too mixed, not up to Xu Ting's requirements. When Xu Ting said this, Yan Yunshu also said with emotion, "Are you going to give Nishang a few skins? It's a pity that Nishang didn't come to the autumn hunt this time, and I don't know what he wants." Xu Ting was a little surprised that Prince Nishang didn't come. "Why didn't he come?" Xu Ting asked. "Oh, it's cold, he's at home to recuperate." Prince Nishang's physique was a little weak, and he fell ill as soon as the weather was cold. He could only miss this autumn hunting and stay at home to recuperate. Yan Yunshu was also optimistic. The big deal was to hunt some of them. After returning, she would give it to Prince Nishang to pick. If he liked all of them, they would be given to him. Yan Yunshu was not as stiff as Xu Ting, and after she made up her mind, she drew an arrow from the quiver behind her. A nimble rabbit jumped in the grass in the distance. Yan Yunshu fiercely released the arrow. The rabbit was shot in the side of the abdomen, and stretched its legs twice on the ground, and then did not move. Judging from this arrow, no matter how serious Yan Yunshu was, she has all the qualities that a princess should have. The talent and tactics first, riding and martial arts absolutely not inferior to the other princesses. Yan Yunshu's bodyguard hurried to pick up the rabbit. After picking it up, Yan Yunshu hung the rabbit on the horse's butt, indicating that it was her prey. After walking for another while, Yan Yunshu's horse already had three more rabbits, while Xu Ting had not yet fired his bow. A rustling bush shakes, a small deer suddenly leaps out in the distance, drinking in a shallow pool in the forest. It was very beautiful, like a smart elf. Yan Yunshu could not help but cry out in amazement when she saw Xu Ting finally lift the bow in her hand. Yan Yunshu immediately shut her mouth tightly and excitedly waited for Xu Ting's action. The bow was fully drawn, and the arrow with white feathers swooshed out quickly. The deer was raising its head and alerting the surroundings, and the arrow pierced directly into its eyes. "Ha ha ha ha, my god, right in the eye." Yan Yunshu burst out in admiration, and the animals around were startled and fled immediately. The best way to get fur is, of course, to shoot eyes, but it was difficult even for the best hunters to do this. Xu Ting, how about selling this deer to me? I'll buy it from you with gold. Yan Yunshu suggested enthusiastically. Seeing Xu Ting's hand, she suddenly couldn't look at her own bloody rabbits. Not for sale, this is for my younger brother. Brother, are you so good to your younger brother? Which one? Yan Yunshu was a little surprised and asked curiously. The youngest one. Xu Ting replied casually, and when she saw the guards pick up the wild deer, she continued to look for the next prey. When the princesses entered the paddock, in order to prevent the empress from waiting, the paddock organized a performance for the empress to watch. In the stands on the family side, all kinds of conversations started long ago. The emperor Zheng Jun and Du Xian had a friendship, so he came to chat with Du Xian. Following the emperor, a large group of official husbands gathered together. Why haven't I ever met these three young masters? Du Xian smiled and introduced. These are my brother-in-law. The oldest is called Xu Mei, 16 years old. Xu Jing, 15 years old. Xu Yu is still young, only 14. There were many people who wanted to marry into the Zhenbian palace, but before they all set their eyes on Xu Ting, who unexpectedly was given a marriage by the empress as soon as Xu Ting entered the capital, so those who had thoughts had to lay down. Now, after Du Xian's introduction, all the lords discovered that there was still a marriageable son in the Zhenbian palace. Xu Mei and Xu Yu were shy, Xu Jing kept his head down, Du Xian thought he was as shy as Xu Mei and Xu Yu, and he didn't know what Xu Jing was thinking. It's getting late, they are going to come back. It should be soon, Emperor Zheng Jun said. I wonder who will win the first prize, Her Highness or Fourth Empress Daughter. The Emperor Zheng Jun sat with a smile, and the other young prince who got his gesture said jokingly, Her Highness was taught to ride and shoot when she was young, so I'm sure this hunt will be full of success. The Empress Dowager's side was also not shy. The Emperor Zheng Jun brought a cup of tea to drink. With Xian sitting here, we are not afraid of jokes. Du Xian's expression remained unchanged, and he said gently, Queen Daughter is an expert in marching and fighting, but she is not necessarily as good as the two highnesses at riding and hunting. In the distance, there was the sound of horses' hoofs, the whistle of hunting returned long and loudly, the wife and others returned.